The following shir has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The following daf has been dedicated by Sana Bloch and family.
The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, begins the 8th parak of Maseches Shabbos, parak HaMotzei Yayin. Parak HaMotzei Yayin deals primarily with shiurim, the amounts of various articles, various items, that if a person carries them on Shabbos, they are chai v'chatos, if they carry a significant shear. And the Gemara goes through many, many items, the Mishnayis throughout the parak. Hamaytzi yayin, kedei mezigas hakoyis, the Gemara discusses kolov, and dvash, shemen, how much ink. We'll see throughout the parak the various items and what their shear I saw is. How much of this item does a person have to carry in order to be chayiv because of the iser of mitzvah? Now, if one is conscientious and looks on the side of the Gemara, in the Yei Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, where it's brought la-halacha, every time there's a halacha that's quoted either in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a little ois in the Gemara which refers to the Yei Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. And if one looks throughout the parak, interestingly enough, although all over Shas, the Ein Mishpat and the Ner Mitzvah usually bring the Makar, the source, where this is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the place where this halacha is brought down in the Rambam. Throughout the parak, all one sees is the place, the Makar, the source, where it's brought down in the Rambam. But for some reason, very seldomly throughout the parak is the Shulchan Aruch ever brought on the side of the Gemara in the Ein Mishpat. And the reason for this is because these halachos are not discussed in Shulchan Aruch, even though the Rambam does bring it down. And that obviously is Ma'ir Esophic. Why is that? One, we have to understand, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring any of these shiurim to tell us how much of each of these items have to be carried to be Yechayim Mishum Shabbos? L'chayra, one might contemplate the answer that whenever we have a halacha that's brought down by the Rambam and not by the Shulchan Aruch, usually the reason why the Rambam brings it down and not the Shulchan Aruch is because the Rambam has the halacha, if you're Mizayik, and if you look through the Sifrei Rambam, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Beis HaBechira, the halacha of Karbonos, all the halachas that are brought down throughout Shas is brought down in the Rambam. However, the Shulchan Aruch only discusses halachas which are Negeah, Bizman She'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayim, the Hilchos of the Meshicha, the halachas which will be Negeah, Mir Tashem, Bizmehira, Yibona HaMikdash, the Shulchan Aruch does not discuss. That's why the Shulchan Aruch has four halachim, Arachayim, Yerdeah, Chesh HaMishpat, and Eben HaEzer, all those are discussing halachas which are Negeah on a daily basis. But the halachas of Karbonites, and any of the halachas of Mitzvot or Lavim that are not Negeah Bizman HaZeh, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down. The Rambam, on the other hand, brings everything down. Right away, one might understand that the reason why the Rambam brings down the Shulchan Aruch is because this does not have relevance Bizman HaZeh. And we have to understand why that might be. And the answer, L'chayra, would be, one would infer from here, that whether a person carries the shear, or whether he carries less than the shear, it would be usur. The Mishnayos, which bring HaMotzei Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKoyis, all are referring to a chiyuv of chatos. We know how the klal gadol in Maseches Shabbos is, that wherever there's a chiyuv of chatos, wherever it says chayav, it means it's chayav of chatos, korban v'shoigeg, zayin korish v'gos l'chatos, that a lot of the halachas of the Shabbos are negeh how much a person has to do in order to be chayiv achatos. But is it usur? It would be usur. Even if a person carries, let's say, less than the shear that's brought down in the Shnayis, it would be usur. And one can take this one step further and deduce from here that the Shulchan Aruch didn't even feel the need to bring it down to enlighten us as to the level of the yitzur. Which means that if we would say that if a person carries a shear, the entire shear is osur midiraisa, but if he carries less than the shear, it's only osur midirabanan, then it would be very important for the Shulchan Aruch to bring down this halacha to tell us that if the only time it's osur midiraisa is only if one carries the full shear that's discussed in the Mishnayos and the Gemara. But if you carry less than the shear, although it is aser, but it might only be an issur d'rabbana. And l'chayra, from here we can deduce that the position of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is that even if a person carries less than the shear, it's still aser midoy raisa. And therefore, there's no need to bring down the shear, whether one carries a full shear or if he carries a half a shear. Both levels would be aser midoy raisa. And the only difference between level A and level B is the Chiyuv Chatos, which is not Negeya Bizman Azeh, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch felt no need to bring it down, whereas the Rambam possibly brought it down to tell us that a person would be Chayav Chatos. Now this concept of Chatzi Shir is not something that's simple. It's not simple that a Chatzi Shir would be awesome. And let's discuss a little bit the parameters of Chatzi Shir called Perikula and how they relate to the Halachis of Shabbos. Now the Gemara in Yuma, the famous words, the Gemara in Yuma Dafayin Dalid, discusses the Halacha of Chatzi Shir, and it brings about Halachis of Yechon and Reish Lakish. If Chatzi Shir is awesome in a Torah, when the Torah tells us Lo Yitzoichu Chelev, a person should not eat Var Masurim, Achila Zekadayis. And the Gemara brings the machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish. If even though the halacha is that the shir achila is a kizayis, if a person eats less, he's also asr. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that chatzi shir is only asr mid rabbanon. Rabbi Yechonon says chatzi shir asr midoraisa min haTorah, and that's how we paskin that chatzi shir is asr mid haTorah. Al pi pashtus, just like chatzi shir, if a person eats chaylev, a half a zayis, it would be aser. The Gemara explains because it's chazi l'tzderufe. A person who eats a half a zayis can then finish off that achila by eating another half a zayis, and they would be mitzaref one with the other, thereby creating a full zayis, thereby being mechayev the person in a full achila. So therefore, even though the chiyuv of malchus that administer for eating machalas asuris is only on a zayis, but a half a zayis is aser as well. So seemingly, it's a davar pashut that this halacha would be v'negeya Hilchos Shabbos as well, and v'negeya all Yisurim. A nadir is not allowed to cut two siris, and he's chayiv if he cuts two siris of his hair, but if he cuts only one, it's, of course it would be usur. This is mefurish, the Rashi of Dafayin Dalet in the last parak, Dafayin Dalet of an Aleph in Klal Gadol in the Sefer Shabbos, says this clearly simply. He discusses the Gemara of Boyer and Oichel. Gemara wants to say that we're talking about a specific case that a person was Oichel, baked a chatzi shir. And the Gemara asks, "Ochi muter la'afis pachin v'kashir?" Is it then muter to bake less than a shir that's brought down? And Rashi says, "Nehi dechiyuv chatos leko." You're right that a chiyuv chatos there would not be, but isur mi'ikol. There would definitely be an isur. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Yuma we just discussed about Dafayin Dalet and Aleph. That the Kaimalon Chatzi Shir also min haTorah. So just like we see, says Rashi, the Chatzi Shir of Chela, the Chatzi Shir of Macholos Asuris would be also min daraiso, because we pass like a revelation on the whole Chatzi Shir also min haTorah. Similarly, if a person bakes a half a shir on Shabbos, it would also be also for him to bake a half a shir, and Rashi is medama the two halachos. Now, in essence, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem once brings down a shear, which you have to understand why that might be, but the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem, Seif Aleph brings, also lito tsar oi tziporno, a person is not allowed to cut his hair on Shabbos, baby yad, baby kli, and it says v'chayov al shtei siris, he's chayov if he cuts two siris. The Mishabura brings down from the Magad Avram that tsar, and I thought if a person cuts one tsar, there would be an itzadaraisa, and the Be'er Halacha brings down the Rambam, and goes through the Indian back and forth as to whether the Isser of Chatzi Shir is also going to tell you by the Shir of Shabbos as well. Now the Mishabura also enlightens us that although Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Beis Amud Beis explains that whenever it says the word Potter in Masechta Shabbos, it means Potter Aval Osur Midirabbana, so seemingly it would be Soiser, this would contradict many halachas throughout Shabbos where it says that if a person does a half of a shear, he's potter. And according to the rule that Rashi that Rashi lays down in the beginning of the Masechta, that whenever it says Potter, it means Potter Abul Osir Midrabanan. Seemingly that would be a contradiction to Rashi and Dafayim Dala, which you just mentioned, that Kati Shir is also the Masechta. So the Mishabura there in Simit Shemem explains that Rashi is Lavdafka. When Rashi says Potter Abul Osir Midrabanan, means at least Midrabanan. Of course, it's possible for the word Potter to mean Potter from a Chatos, Abul Osir Midrabanan. But Rashi is just telling us that whenever it says Potter, it means that there is some type of Isser here. Sometimes there are Banan, sometimes there are Iraisa. That's the Mishabur, the Veralocha explained Rashi that it shouldn't be a Stira. So seemingly, it's a fairly simple, straightforward Alocha, that if a person does less than a Shir, it would be Osir Midrabanan. And that can explain very nicely why the Shulchan Aruch does not explain any of this Shir, because it's not a Geya, because since we don't bring a chatos, and whether it's more than a shear, less than a shear, both would be also mida or raisa. So the mechaber, the Ramah, did not feel a necessity to bring down all these shiurim because it's not really a negea. Either way, it would be also mida or raisa. However, there is a Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, famous tshuva in Simen Pei Vav, that brings down, goes through this inyan, and he comes out at the end of the day that the only time there would be the talok of chati shir also min atayro is only by machalas asuras, because since we learn the talok, says the Gemara in Yuma Dafayim Dalet, we learn the talok from mikol chaylev. Kol means any type of chaylev you're not allowed to eat. That only by yisra achila would there be this talok of kol chaylev. In Bnei Geya Hilchas Shabbos, it's very interesting. We have the Rashba in Maseches Bava Basra, Adaf Nun Hey Omid Beis. The Rashba explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hamaytzi Oichlim Chayiv Begroigris," and the Rashba explains because a person, when a person carries a shear of a groigris, so that's considered a malachas machshavas. We know there's a halacha that all malachas of Shabbos have to be considered malachas machshavas. Machshavas insinuates many various halachas. It has to be the kavana, he has to have in mind to do what he's doing, but it also insinuates that it has to be a specific level of chashivus. The halacha is that a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufo is potter on Shabbos, because since it's ein tzricha l'gufo, you don't need it for the gufa malacha, for the actual malacha. It's a limitation, it's a limited amount of machshavas. It's not a chosh of a malacha, it's not a malacha that's a profound malacha. It's ein tzricha l'gufo, it's like derech agav. Similarly, a kalkel would also be potter because it's not malacha, it's machshavas. Says the Rashbam, that when a person does a malacha, and the malacha is less than the shear that's dictated to us on Shabbos, the Shabbos malachas machshavas ultra Torah v'lechashiva haitzoas dover oichel choshuv pachas mikigregris. The Rishvam enlightens us that by malachas Shabbos, although all over chati shear also mina Torah, when a person does a maitzah haitzah, when he carries less than a gregris, so he's not doing a chosh of a malacha. And his words are echoed by the Tosefta in Beisa, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. The Tosefta says, Ha'oirik chut achas, o'yakoysev ois achas b'Shabbos, there's a machlaikis chachamim and Rabbi Yosi, and the halacha is like the chachamim. Similarly, the Mechilta says this quite clearly in Parshas, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yudalet, the Mechilta says, when the Pasuk says, Ki kol ha'oisa b'malocha v'nichmasa ha'nefesh ha'hi mikera v'amel, says the Mechilta, ad sh'yatsa melocha gemura, it has to be a full melocha. Harei she'kosav oisa achas shachris, if a person wrote one letter in shachris, at shachris in the morning, v'oisa achas v'ayim, many hours later he writes another ois. He sews one chut, he weaves one strand in the morning. I would think that he'd be chayiv. A person has to do a malacha gemura, and one ois is not a malacha gemura. So, even though we have Rashi seems to say by oife and by boirer and by other malachas that if a person does a chati shir, he would be chayiv min atayra. We have, on the other hand, we have a Chacham Tzvi that says that the whole din of malachas moshevet does not apply for Indian Shabbos. It only applies when again the halacha of malacholos asuris. We have a Rashbam that tells us that anything that's less than a shir is not a malachas moshevet in the Torah. And we have other makayros that possibly less than a shear would not be osur midai raisa on Shabbos. So however, we have to understand how to reconcile these two halachas. And actually, we can bring the words of the Meiri in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos and of Gimel Amud Beis. The Meiri says that he talks about a person who makes an akira without a hanocha. He does a half of a malacha of haitzah. He does the akira, but he doesn't do the malacha, the hanocha. So says the Meiri that even though the halacha is chati shir asur min haTorah, an akira without a hanocha would not be asur min haTorah. It's not considered chati shir. Says the Meiri, an akira without a hanocha is not a half of a shir. It's a half of a malacha. When do we say that the halacha of chati shir asur min haTorah is only when there's a shir, a person has to eat a kazayis of chela, when you did half of that shir, that half is doing the exact itzer that you're not supposed to be doing, but you didn't do enough of it to require a chiyuv. So there, says Rabbi Yechonon, chati shir asur min haTorah. However, says the Meiri, when a person does a half of a malacha, is not a malacha at all, and that's possibly along the lines of what the Rashbam and Baba Vash was saying, that it's not malachas hashevet, it's not a chosh of a malacha, and there would not be an itzer aisa. This yisoid could be used possibly to answer a very interesting taisis in the Kuf Beis of a Beis, as well as the taisis in Perek HaBayin a little bit later, in the beginning of Perek HaBayin, Kuf Beis of a Beis. The Mishnah says, "Habayin kama yibana v'yichayv." How much does a person have to build in order to be chayv? Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, how can you say that Abayna Kolshu is Chayiv? Kolshu hu lemay chazio. What is a Kolshu enough to do? What if a person builds a Kolshu, what is that worth? Says Toysius. Kolshu lemay chazio. Says Toysius. Daf gehocha itzrich lefrushe to have the kind of state of Mishkan. Only over here do we need to identify exactly what a binyan kolshu would do for us, because in the Mishkan we had binyan, and each time the binyan was negay in the Mishkan, it was a binyan of something of substance that would help us in certain ways. Says by binyan you need that the actual binyan has to be substantial enough that it could do something, and therefore the Gemara asks, "Kol shul ma'chazio." But if not, in other places, says Tosis, "Of a mitzvah itchun of a palpelas, when a person carries kol shul, svara hu de'mechai." What's that svara? Possibly one would say that svara is chati shir asur min haTorah. It doesn't have to be significant. It doesn't have to have meaning and be able to have usage. As long as it's a chati shir, it's also a tayyib, because it's chazal tzarufik. By boina, we see that you need a binyan, and the reason why anything less than a binyan is not good is not because it's just too less than a shir. It's because it's insignificant, and because it's a chati malacha, like the Meiri says. It's not the malacha of malachas machshavas that's talked about in the Mishnah, and therefore, says the Gemara, it has to have significance in the Gemara. Contemplates and wants to know exactly what the significance of the binyan might be. A similar concept, one could say, to understand, we see two trends over here. There are certain Isurim, certain Shiurim, even in Hilchas Shabbos, which the Makor, the reason for the Shir is, like Halacha Moshe Messina, the something that was Nikva from Moshe Messina, that this is a Shir, just like a Shir of Achila is a Kazayas, a Shir, these Shiurim, in order to be Chayiv, you have to do this Shir. And there's other times in Hilchas Shabbos, in the Masechta Shabbos, and Halachas of Shabbos, that the reason we have that Shir is to make the Malacha, Malacha Machshavas, a Chash for Malacha. This is sorry, one can see also in Tosfos, in Paragraph Gadol, when Tosfos brings down all of the, when the Mishnah, the Ein Gimel and Aleph, brings down all the Avos Malacha, Tosfos has a question. The Mishnah says there's 39 malachas, Hazireya, Achayrish, Akreitza, goes through the whole list. In the middle, it sticks in, Ve'o'ifa shnei batinirit, Ve'o'irig shnei chutim, Ve'apaitzeya shnei chutim, and the Gemara, and then it says others, and then all of a sudden it sticks in Akreitza shnei oisya. And Tosfos is mitameya, he's not sure why is it, Zohar Faris, one has to explain, Lama Pirish Khan Uba Oirig, why by Batinirin and Oirig Paiteya with Toyfi Bukhaisev, Shir Tvemi Vishar? Why over here does it say the Shir? So the Achorinim bring down that the reason why it says the Shir is because by these, the Shir is inherent in the Gufa Malacha. It's not the Shah that the Malacha is with anything but, in order to be Chayiv, there's a Halacha Mesh Messina, there's a Drasha, there's a reason that you need a specific certain Shir. In these malachos, the shir of shtei batinirin, shtei oisiyos, is inherent in the gufa malacha. And therefore, what we can come out with the aside is that although chati shir is also in our Torah, we have to analyze each and every malacha and try to understand where the shir comes from. If the shir is a shir which tells us a certain amount that Moshe Messina was kaveya, that if you don't have this amount, so you're just missing the proper shear. So there we have the halacha. There we can say we have the halacha of all kol Torah kula of chatzis shear asur min haTorah. But there are various halachas throughout Shas and throughout the Maseches Shabbos that the shear is more than just a shear that's mechayev. The shear, the amount, the reasoning for the amount is because less than that, it's not a malacha at all. And one of those seemingly would be kaisef shtei oisiyos. On that, we can understand that less than that would be pachas mikashir. It would be not a malacha chashuva that would be mechayev and Shabbos, and therefore even midirabban, even the derisa, there would be no iser, even though we paskin that chatzis shir is also in a Torah. But in these halachas, it will be considered a chatzis malacha, like the Mi'ri says, v'negei akira v'loy anacha. Now we just have to understand, which Yemes Hashem we will discuss in our shir on daf later on in the parak on daf ayin ches, where we discuss the malacha of kaisev, because you know, the Mishnah seems to say that Kaisev Shtei Oisiyos, that when a person writes to Oisiyos, the Kaisev is inherent as part of the Maguf HaMalacha. And yet the Mi'iri, who's Kaveh, as you saw earlier in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Mi'iri himself says that even though I'm telling you this fundamental Yisoy, that if a person makes an Akira without a Hanacha, that would be considered a Chatzim HaMalacha and it wouldn't be Yosem Daraisa. But a kaisev aitzarkas would be a halacha deraisa. So we have to analyze a little bit the halacha of ksiva, and to try to figure out this halacha of kaisev shtei oisiyos. Is this halacha of kaisev shtei oisiyos merely a sheer how much ksiva a person has to do in order to be considered a kaisev? Or is it that if a person is kaisev one ois without the other, it would be a chetzar in the guf halacha, and therefore kaisev aitzarkas would also be only Osram Darbanon, and it would not be Osram Daraisa. Mr. Shem, in the Shir later, we will discuss this at length, but in the meantime, we have a Yisoy, a difference between certain times where Chati Shir would be Osram Daraisa, just like Chati Shir of Kol HaTorah Kula. But by Hilchos Shabbos, it's possible that there's another criteria that's necessary, and that criteria is that besides that criteria is that besides the regular halacha of less than of shear, which is halacha mishum Sinai, in certain places in Shabbos there's a inyan of melechas matshevet, that in order for a malacha to be considered malacha, it has to have a certain surah, it has to have a certain sincerity and a certain chashivos, a malacha gemur, like the Mechilta says, and less than that would not be us with the rice, even though we paskin chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.